The first drone aircraft was built in 1916. They've been around for a long time. In World War II, they were used to fly attack missions. They are a perfect tool for the military. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. They can be used for remote bombing. They can be used for spy missions, and then they don't risk any soldiers' lives. But now the FAA says the government can use them for border security on the U.S.-Mexico border. And that has other people thinking about how else you can use drone aircraft. The FAA says there's about 50 companies, universities, and government organizations that are at this moment developing designs for unmanned aircraft design. And it has people wondering about what would happen if our skies were kind of blanketed with drones.
Blanketed? Could we just have a few?
Well, that's, but yeah. If you allow one, then what reason do you have to tell somebody else they can't have
Everybody's
their own drone?
Personal drone.
If I get a drone, then how come you can't have a drone?
A legal right to have a drone. That's something interesting.
It is. And it does bring up a lot of questions, doesn't it? Lindsay Voss is with us. She's a research analyst with the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International. And Zan Joy is an activist with Code Pink's No Drones Movement. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Lindsay, let's start with you and talk about domestic drones, these drones that are used for non-military purposes. What are they like, and what exactly are these built to do?
Well, so there's a variety of unmanned aircraft systems out there that can be used for multiple applications, ranging from law enforcement to pipeline inspection to firefighting even. So the applications are really quite diverse, and they're not just all security related.
Well, I know that they send unmanned aircraft into the heart of hurricanes sometimes to try and judge where the hurricane will be headed, how strong it will be. They've used them for search and rescue. Are those the kind of things that when government organizations, when the universities are developing drones, is that what they're looking to do?
Absolutely. They're looking for the best way to help the general public, either via research for environmental issues out there, so testing pollution or testing for different types of environmental threats. They do wildlife monitoring with some of these systems to track endangered species. There's search and rescue efforts that go on when a hiker is trapped up on Fort Hood, for instance. So there's a variety of different things out there that UAS can be used for.
Zan Joy with Code Pink, you're an anti-war activist, so I can absolutely understand why you wouldn't support drones being used in, say, Iraq or Afghanistan. But when you hear that drones can be used to save someone trapped on Fort Hood or to track endangered species, what's the problem with that?
You know, there is no problem with drones being used to help people in that way. The problem, one of the main problems with drones is the safety issue of drones. They crash. In 2002, 40% of predator drones had crashed and burned. And that's not good enough. You can't have unsafe aircraft flying around. And not only do they crash, but radio waves can interfere with them. They're computers. And
so you're worried about them flying over homes and schools and public areas. Lindsay, is there a safety issue with drones?
Now, the use of unmanned aircraft systems in the U.S. is very highly monitored by the Federal Aviation Administration. The end users or the customers that want to be utilizing unmanned aircraft systems have to go through a very strict and detailed process called a certificate of authorization to utilize the systems. So it's very monitored. Typically, the operations are conducted in very remote places. For instance, even the predator operations on the border, they're flying in remote locations.
Okay, so if they're not flying over people. Let me ask Zan real quickly. The other issue that you have, which I can understand, is privacy. You're concerned if people have drones flying over and taking images of things, how they may use those and who else may have access to those images. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, drones are used to spy on people. And a drone can't tell the difference between a drug dealer and and the average citizen walking down the street. It's a huge invasion of our privacy.
Well, that's what Zanjoy has to say. She's with Code Pink. Lindsay, what is your answer to the privacy issue of having a surveillance drone driving, flying above people and taking images of what people are doing on a daily basis?
Airborne surveillance is a fact of life. It doesn't matter if it's on a manned helicopter or an airship or some other type of airborne platform. You can always incorporate a camera onto one of those systems, and it can be used for surveillance by law enforcement and for types of security. In the UK, for instance, you've got people who are being monitored via set up stationary surveillance systems almost constantly. They're always being taken, you know, always being put on surveillance video. So it's becoming more of a fact of life. I don't think it's a situation that's actually specific to unmanned aircraft systems.
Okay. If it's becoming more of a fact of life, that doesn't necessarily reassure Zanjoy of Code Pink about how much she's being observed and where those images may be used, though. Zanjoy is with Code Pink's No Drones Movement. And we just heard from Lindsay Voss, research analyst for the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International. Lindsay, one more question for you. As we've been asking a lot of our guests and listeners about summer reading, is there a good book to read that features a drone?
There is a book called Wired for War by P.W. Singer, and there's additional literature out there about all different kinds of unmanned aircraft systems applications and all of the good things that these technologies are doing both in the U.S. and abroad. So, yes, there's definitely some literature available.
Lindsay Voss, thanks so much.
Wired for War. You know, it seems like people have been using radio-controlled airplanes as toys, kind of a summer hobby thing for years and years and years. What about you? What would you do with a unmanned drone? Who would you spy on or not? Call us at 877-8MYTAKE or go to our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.